Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
37363.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And your name, please?
Well, I'm calling for Lester Gray. He's the one that ordered.
Okay, let's see. And your relation to him, ma'am?
Wife.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
My name is Robin.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Let's see. And if you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address for me, please?
Well, this is about something else totally. We ordered the two products that you had. The Testro XL and the Collect Laxrin RX. Is that right?
Okay.
So Laxrin.
Let's see. Now, and I do have to have an address verified before my system is going to allow me to open the account.
Okay. It 5533. Did that come in post office or here?
Let's see. Could there be a post office inbox on file?
It could be either one. We don't know which one we gave you. It could be 5533 Nations Road.
37363.
Or it could be a P.O. box.
Well, here's what I'm trying to
find. And what's the P.O. box that it would be, ma'am?
641.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just had to make sure that I am pulling the correct account. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do show that he had the Selection and the Testo.
Right. Okay. Our problem is when we ordered this, we used our card, his card, to pay for them. No one told us we were joining some kind of redoing stuff. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We got charged $89.65 and an $87.43 from your company on our credit card that we did not approve of.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Now we're overdrawn.
Okay. Looking over the account, what I'm showing is initially when the order was placed, I do show that it was a $6.59 and a $7.49 shipping and handling that was paid. Okay.
Yeah.
So at that time,
and that was all we agreed to.
Okay. So at that time, that was you paying for the shipping and handling to be able to receive a 30-day supply of each product, which was for you to try for free for a 14-day trial period. But being that the trial had ended and the account was not canceled, at that time
we didn't know nothing about joining an account. We didn't know we had an account with you.
No.
Okay.
We thought we were just ordering this one time to try it out. No one said we were have something for it to keep going. No one said that.
Yes, okay, so yes, ma'am. Now there has not been another order sent out. That's for the initial order because you had only paid the shipping and handling up front.
Yeah, we were. What I understood, we were supposed to try this out, and then we were supposed to call you back and reorder it if it worked.
Okay.
Because I remember telling them that we wanted to try it out first to see if it would work before we ordered any more.
Okay, so I'm not saying that when the order was placed that the terms and conditions were read, but I do know in order for the initial shipping and handling charges to have processed, that our terms would have had to have been agreed to. So that would...
Well, I did not agree to any. I did not agree to no $80-something dollar twice. I did not agree to that. No one said nothing about that.
Okay. Let's see. Now, if you don't mind me asking, have the products been used or were the products working?
No. have not even used them.
Okay. Reason why I ask is because I do know generally, as long as the products are used consistently, they do show that they do help with stamina as well as energy
mm-hmm.
levels. I mean,
no,
I can.
No, we have not used them.
Okay.
They're all still there.
Okay. Now, what I can do, I can offer to send a free product and place the account on a 60-day hold, where you could have an additional 60 days to try the products if that's something you may be interested in.
No, I would rather just cancel it, period, and get our money back, because I don't like the way that you guys did this. If y'all had come up, if y'all had said something up front about the $89 and $87, I might work with you on it. But no one mentioned that to us at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to. I want to return your product to you, and I want my money back.
Okay. Now I do know, with the product being out of a trial period, we are not allowed to accept those returns. And being that the trial had ended.
Well, I just want the $89.65 back and the $87.43 that you took out of our account. We did not give you permission to do that.
Yes.
No one said anything about that.
Yes. Now, I do show that the it looks like this order was placed online, so that would have been provided before getting to the screen to place the order. Being that
We talked to someone on the phone.
Okay. Now, what I can do, I can offer a 35% discount, but that would be for future orders, ma'am.
I do not want to order any more from you. I want my money back that you took out of my bank account.
Okay.
Under false pretenses.
On each one of them.
I did not give you permission to take that money out.
Well, that's what made it back.
Okay. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I do understand there was a misunderstanding, but being that the order did process, that would be you agreeing to our terms, ma'am.
I can't agree to the terms, honey. I couldn't have agreed to terms that I wasn't given. No one mentioned this to us. I guarantee you, I would not have agreed to it if they had mentioned this to me. So I know you didn't.
I mean, the best I could do would be to offer a 50% discount, but again, that would be for future orders.
You got it all to go? You sure? Because she's telling me no. Can you hold on for just 1 minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, what do you want me to do here? She's offering you 50% back.
No. I just got 70% back.
We just got 70. He got 70% back on a different phone.
On the same stuff.
On the same thing.
$87.43 and $89.65.
So I want you to cancel it, period. Do you understand that part?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I do show I have already canceled, and I do know you would be receiving email confirmation showing that that was done. And the email we show is williamrobinwood@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, you have a nice day, and thank you.
When I filled that thing out on the internet, I did not give you a card. I filled it out, went through there and did all that, but then when it came to the payment part, I did not do it because I wasn't going to use my card, and I didn't have his card at the time. So what I did, I gave him the phone number, and he called and did it on his own. So whatever you've got saying on my internet thing, I did not accept it. I didn't do it. I didn't put it through. So if that's what you're going by, then you took that out, that money out, when nobody gave you permission to. I did not give you my my card numbers.
Yes, I
okay. And if you'll look on there, you'll see I didn't. Yeah, but that was on the telephone. She said I'd done it over the internet, and I did not give her my numbers over the internet. I just wrote down their phone number and brought it to you and gave it to you. And you called them. I did not do this over the internet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with today, ma'am, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Are you going to give me back any of this money?
I do see that there is a notation on here that there was a representative that had spoke with your husband and did provide the 70% refund for you.
I just told you about it.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't know it, so I told you.
No, ma'am. I had to refresh my screen because I had the account open, and so it was not showing until I refreshed it, and it does show.
Is there anything you can give me back on it?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am.
Of course. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
I will be calling the Better Business Bureau. If this is the way y'all are going to do people, I will be calling the Better Business Bureau and making a claim on it.
I mean, the best I would be able to do, ma'am, is, let's see, because I do show that they did a 70%. Let's see.
You offered me 30 a while ago.
No, I was offering a discount, which the discount would be for future orders.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I said. How much is that going to leave after that 70%?
Okay, hold on, give me just a second. Let me get that pulled up. All right, and what I've done, I did send a message over to my manager to see if there was anything else that we could do for you while I have you online. Okay, so let's see, on the charge of this one was $87.43. That left a balance.
And 89.
Okay, so the 87.43, that left a balance of 26.23, and on the charge of 89.65, that left a balance of 26.90.
That's $43.13 left.
Okay, let's see.
Give me the 35 of it.
Okay. All right. What I did, ma'am, is I messaged my supervisor to see what I could do. What I can do here is to offer to make it a 75% refund instead of the 70.
Thank you.
What about 80?
No, ma'am. The best I would be able to do would be a 75.
All right, give me the 75.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get that done. And so I do want to let you know, I'm not sure if the previous representative made your husband aware that the refund will go back to your card, and you should see those with reflect within 3 to 5 business days. All right, so.
We canceled that card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So even if you canceled the card, the refund would still go back to the actual account.
Okay.
They're just not going to allow any further charges to be
right.
made, you know, on that card. So.
Right.
All right. So that has been processed for you. All right. All right. So there.
So how much will that be?
Okay. So that's going to be one refund of $65.57, and the other one would be the refund for
$67.23.
$67.23? Yes, ma'am.
At the total?
Total of the refund, yes, ma'am.
$67.23.
On one of
them. On both of them.
No.
Is that on one of them or both
that,
of them?
Okay, that was one of them. One of them. Hold on. Let me pull that back up. Okay, one refund is going to be for $67.23.
$67.23?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, and then the other one, the total on that one is going to be $65.57.
$65.57.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we'll get it when?
It probably won't take long, but I, you know, normal processing time is 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.